GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From Missouri to Mississippi, a deadly weekend across the southern part of the country. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z has more on what happened.
At least 40 people killed from the system that brought wind-driven fires, dust storms, and dozens of twisters.
That's a tornado.
12 people killed in tornadoes in Missouri alone. 3 people were killed in hard-hit Tylertown, Mississippi. An EF2 tornado, winds up to 111 miles per hour.
Millions of people are in the path of more potentially dangerous weather as that same storm system moves further east. The Kremlin confirms President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will talk this week, tomorrow probably, but Russian officials won't say what the discussions will be about. The president says they'll be talking about ending the war in Ukraine. More than 50 people were killed in a nightclub fire in North Macedonia over the weekend. Auburn, the top overall seed in the NCAA men's basketball tourney. UCLA, the number one seed for the women. Play begins this week. This is ABC News. In the Middle East, tensions are escalating once again as the Trump administration orders a new round of strikes against the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. ABC News contributor and former Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard says it's meant to send a message to Iran.
There was a carrot and a stick in the comments that we've seen from the president in the past week, and that is you can either sign a piece of paper where we agree to dismantle your nuclear weapons program, or there's going to be military consequences. So this is a signal to it's not just the Houthis that are being signaled here. It's the Iranians that are being signaled here.
A French lawmaker is calling on the United States to give back the Statue of Liberty, saying the U.S. no longer represents the value Lady Liberty stands for under the Trump administration. St. Patrick's Day being marked in cities across the country. New York holds one of the oldest parades in the U.S. It steps off this morning along Fifth Avenue in Manhattan with 150,000 participants and 2 million spectators expected. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.FM.
March Madness is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the brackets are out. The Badgers play in Denver Thursday afternoon at 12:30 against Montana in the Ball Arena in Denver for the opening round of the NCAA basketball tournament. Marquette is going back to the dance. They face New Mexico Friday night in Cleveland. Head coach Shaka Smart.
This is a date that, as a basketball player or a basketball coach, you have circled on your calendar way before the season even starts. And it's something like 18% of teams end up playing in the NCAA tournament. So we don't take for granted even being in the NCAA tournament. This is really an acknowledgement today of the fact that our guys earned the right to be in the tournament, and now it's all about what we do with it.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Damian Lillard on how the Thunder were different than the team they beat in the NBA Cup last December.
I just think, you know, obviously they are who they are. They defend, you know, they move the ball, they got a deep team, and I just thought that we played a better game the first time.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You've heard of Ted Lasso, the Apple TV show that premiered during the COVID-19 pandemic. It came at the right time and seemed to make people warm and fuzzy all over and give them much-needed laughs. We could use more of that now, and according to Variety, the show is coming back for a fourth season. Ted will be portrayed by Christopher Walken. Just kidding, even though I think that would be hilarious. Jason Sudeikis returns to the show that garnered 66 Emmy nominations and 13 wins. The exact release date has not yet been mentioned. SNL 50 happened weeks ago, but Variety is reporting that Bill Murray got very emotional during the festivities. The actor appeared on the Sway Calloway show and admitted to crying three times throughout the broadcast, especially losing it when a clip of the late Gilda Radner appeared, saying he loved Gilda and absolutely came apart when he saw her on screen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 52 for a high this afternoon. A little breezy with wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 57 with some rain possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We've got a whole show dedicated to the holiday. We're going to be talking about Irish heritage. We've got live Irish music. We'll explain what the heck curling is. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you on hour number two, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. 26 degrees in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton, 23 in Oshkosh, but that is a cold wind. And that's what I said to Grace Hageman from the Croc Center as soon as she walked through the door. It looks cold out there.
It is. It's just a little bit brisk today, yeah.
A little bit brisk. I got a happy birthday, St. Patrick's Day. Welcome, Mike Steve Pack, one of the greatest noon hour YMCA basketball players ever, right up there with Warren Gerds, Todd.
Well, that's a high praise indeed to be compared to Warren Gerds in any aspect is humbling. I did play a lot of noon hour basketball, and I got better as the years went on. A better passer than a shooter, and my brothers all are keenly aware of that.
Ashwaubenon High School Band is playing the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City today. I did not know that.
Yes.
That's very cool. You're an Ashwaubenon guy, aren't you?
I am. Yes, I am.
Jill donated her card back to the Veterans Breakfast. Jill, that's really nice of you. You don't have to do that, though. We'll make it up. You're taking that card, Jill. You're taking that card, and you can donate it anywhere you want, but we're giving you that card.
Maybe
you,
Jill
you
doesn't like that breakfast. Card. Maybe she doesn't like breakfast.
Jill, why don't you like breakfast? What do you got against breakfast, Jill? Jill, I want you to keep that card. Trust me, Nicolet Bank will take care of that. They'll make sure that you get that one, too. Tina, thank you for the happy birthday wishes. Grace Hageman, Croc Center, always fun having you here for the spring event, the Uncle Mike's Donut 5K. Last time you were here, you had a big fundraiser going for food for the needy.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so for our family fun night, so that's about an event we have about once a month where it's a Friday evening. Families can come and try the pool. They can go in the gym. We have fun activities. We have partners that come in instead of a whole bunch of fun things. So it's a great place for families to gather and create some awesome memories. But in order to come, they for their admission, they can bring two canned goods. And so for our January event, the Winter Carnival, we raised almost 500 canned food items, which was pretty
That's
impressive.
Phenomenal. Yeah. I got to tell you, though, and I'm a member, even though I tweaked my Achilles.
Yeah, day three.
Yeah. Todd, did I mention I tweaked my Achilles?
Yeah, just once or twice, maybe.
Nice sure, you've heard that one a couple
just
of times.
Just a few times.
Mike, did I mention that to you? I didn't. I got the bike and run and grab my
You
boot.
Called me the day it happened. I'm not quite sure that was all about. How did you get my number, by the way?
I don't know. I got off the internet. But I got to say this, man. The gymnasium you have there is remarkable. Your pool area, it's like a water park. It's like Wisconsin Dells. Do people realize how cool those two entities are aside from everything else you got?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a great talking point when to introduce people to say, look, we have a slide that has inner tubes and it goes outside the building. So it's definitely a huge center point of our facilities. And we're really proud of them.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got this 5K coming up.
Yep.
And I love it that it's obviously sponsored by a donut shop.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Uncle Mike's. Uncle Mike's. Or yeah. More than a donut shop.
More than a donut shop.
You had, like, me, Mike, when you had me at Mike's Donuts.
Do you ever, like, did you used to bring Troy and Joel to places like this?
To place like what?
Like Uncle Mike's.
No, we used to bring things in. You know, I wouldn't bring them in. What we did do often, because Troy loves ice cream.
Oh.
We would bring them to custard shops.
Oh, really?
Like Storheim's. In fact, I don't want to.
No, go ahead, go ahead. We're talking about Troy Aikman.
Yeah. He liked, we do games here in Green Bay always in November, you know, when it started heating up, and always in and around Thanksgiving. So at that time, back when, they would have pumpkin ice cream or pumpkin custard.
Yeah.
Troy loved it. So I had the Storheim's, or now Culver's, in Ashwaubenon.
Okay.
So I had them put on the marquee, Troy Aikman's favorite.
Oh.
Pumpkin custard.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't like that, but.
He's kind of a private guy, huh?
At many times, yes.
Yes.
But one of the nicest people I've ever known.
Nice. Well, Grace, tell us a little bit more about this.
So on June 7th, we're going to be hosting a 5K at Green Isle Park. Proceeds are going to be going back to our scholarship fund at the Kroc Center. We donate over $140,000 worth of membership dollars every single year. So this is a great support in order to be able to help us keep that program going. So we have a fun 5K, and then we also have the sprinkle sprint for the kids. So we understand not all the kids can run the full the full couple miles. So they can do the sprinkle sprint. We give out goodie bags for them.
And there's also a lot of other fun stuff at Green Isle to do.
There totally is. There's the playgrounds, things like that. And then we'll also have like a band performing. With your entry, you also get a t-shirt, a swag bag, as well as a medal. And then that Uncle Mike's donut at the end, which, come on, how can you get better than that?
Mike, I don't care how many different events we've been to or whatever, there's still something you got me at swag bag.
Yeah.
Still like the swag bag.
Swag bags are nice. And the higher up in the food chain you get it at a network level, the better the swag bag.
What's the greatest swag bag you ever had?
I think I got a box of Q-tips and a used towel.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
That's my level of swag.
Okay, I'm just checking. I got here. Happy birthday, Johnny, from Lisa and I. Hope your day is special. Thanks for everything you do with the veterans, folks in Northeast Wisconsin. Mike, I want to get you on the air talking about Mount Kilimanjaro. They just came back from climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I want to know if this is true. He said they actually hired somebody before they went. Weren't they hiring somebody to carry a portable toilet?
Yeah, something like that, like a bucket or something.
They hired somebody, a porter. Climbing up Mount Kilimanjaro.
A Sherpa?
That's
Everest.
That's a different mountain range that I'm familiar with.
Okay.
I climbed up Washington Street to get here. And I needed a nap.
That's good. Grace, are you going to run in this? You look like you were a runner. You were a high school runner.
No.
Weren't
surely
you?
Just not. No, Julia? No.
Were you?
I was, actually. Right. I will be running around Green Isle Park, making sure everything's set up, but it'll have tons of runners. Our max capacity is 450 people, so make sure you get signed up before we run out. We ran out of registrations on 2 days before the event last year. So.
Oh, wow. So when does it start?
It'll be enrollment. Yep. So it's already open right now.
Okay.
So you can go to our Kroc website, gbkroccenter.org, and go to our events page and just click on the link there and get signed up.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mike, you look like the kind of guy who used to be a high school runner back in the day, big, tall, lanky guy like you. Were you?
Lanky?
Yeah. Weren't you in high school?
Lanky.
No?
Well, a word has never been associated with me.
Your brother that I've dealt with for 30 years in sports.
He's lanky.
He was lanky.
Yeah.
Or he is lanky.
No, he is still. He's in great shape. Yeah.
Yes.
You talking about Dave, I assume?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Again, I ask you one more question about Troy.
Okay.
Somebody said that he would always work out at different places when he'd come to town. He'd like bike or something at different places.
Well, he one thing we'll say.
That they saw him.
He's in great shape. Always has been. Very important to him. But he got involved with different types of exercise in the 25 years I've known him. Big into...
Big into spinning?
Big time. Yeah. What is it? Orange Theory? That's one nationwide.
Orange Theory?
Orange Theory is...
a studio, like a chain studio.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, where they have, I don't know if that's the one with the screens. I know that may have... You know, the screens are... There's a live instructor.
Okay.
That was a Peloton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are they talking to you?
they're talking to you, yelling at you, they're encouraging you.
Okay.
I've only heard that. This is only hearsay, of course, because I've never experienced it myself. But not so much into outdoor jogging, although he does run around his area in Dallas. And he drinks a lot of water. Always had a gallon jug of water with him.
You know, okay, correct me if I'm wrong.
That's ridiculous.
And Grace, I don't mean to, like, you know, take some of his time I'm always fascinated to talk about Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, who I really like Joe Buck a lot. I'll be honest.
He's doing a Brewer game. He's doing an opening day Brewer game.
I did not know that.
On ESPN, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
With Bill Schroeder.
Really? That's awesome. But they are so different from the old school guys. And again, I remember when I was covering like the Lions, and you'd be in one of the nightclubs or the hotel bar,
right,
and it would be Pat Summerall, and those guys would be hitting it. I mean, that was old school. Night before a game, they would hit it hard.
One of the best stories I have in my life, this is probably 1980, 81. We're doing a game in Milwaukee, and I was strictly
a young pup.
Oh, yeah. I was still in college. But it was a Summerall game, and Pat, no secret, he was a raging alcoholic. He found the way the remainder of his life in the late 90s, early 2000s. But he used a line that I've always remembered, and he came into the bar. There was like 15 of us techies and runners in the bar at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
Pat walks in, gets to the top step, looks around, and says, "Sprinkle the infield by a round."
Really?
Sprinkle the infield.
I like that.
That is one of my favorite lines, and see and hear Pat Summerall say that was great. But Pat was a different era, no doubt about
it. That's what I mean. All those guys were. But all those guys. It was a tougher crew.
Joe Buck is kind of still tied to that because his father.
His dad.
Exactly. So, so less so than back then. But it's an interesting cliche or a group of folks.
I don't think those guys spent too much time at the hotel workout room.
Occasionally, but no, they usually find their own places to go and sweat.
Yeah, they'd sweat, all right. Hey, Grace, tell us a little bit more though about everything going on at the Croc with this heading towards summer, because you know, people want to get outside, but the
Absolutely.
Croc still sponsors a lot of outdoor stuff.
Sure, yeah. So, well, even just starting on this Friday, we're going to have our next family fun night. So that's our spring fever theme. Everything, all the activities will be spring themed and March Madness, things like that. And that'll be for entry, either two canned goods or two hygiene products. And that'll all go back to our Salvation Army food pantry. And then also we're going to have our Backyard Bash in May. I believe that's going to be on May 17th on that Friday. But we're going to have that event as well, and that's going to be all outside. We have a beautiful playground. We have walking trails. So many opportunities just to be able to spend some time together as a family.
And you know what movie I saw? I've tried fairly recently. Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm. The founder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that true? Is that pretty much true to life?
Yeah, I believe.
Have you seen that, Mike?
So,
which
yes.
one? Is it Ray Kroc?
Ray Kroc.
I've seen that one.
I mean, he was just a failing door-to-door salesman.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's a crazy story. And then, that's also our story.
Right, that's what I mean.
Birth to, so, yeah.
But I mean, Joan Kroc, who founded you guys, I mean, she's instrumental in his whole thing. And wow, great story. Wonderful having you here, Grace.
Thank you.
Grace Hageman, Kroc Center. Spring event coming up, the Uncle Mike's Donut 5K, mm-hmm. June 7th.
June 7th.
Green Isle Park.
Yes.
They can start registering now.
You can register right now.
If my Achilles gets unflamed, I'm going to be a part of that.
You can walk it, probably, right?
Well, with a boot. I mean, it's been a cast. Todd, how much time we got?
We got 30 seconds. Let's come back and do another round.
All right.
All right.
Quick break. Win my birthday money when we come back. $25 cash gift card from Nicolet Bank when we come back. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, the draft is quickly approaching, and if you're looking to host a memorable party in a historic downtown venue, Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay is your place. A full range of private event packages to accommodate your draft needs. It will be a phenomenal experience for you and your guests. Each package can be customized to match your specific vision, where the dedicated staff will bring it to life. Whether you're a corporation, business, team, agency, or just looking for a private event space, look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor. For more information, email Brian with a Y at heightsgb.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It may be margarita night for you gals, but the guys are getting Dudes and Tacos. Dudes and Tacos is an initiative of Foundation's Health and Wholeness to help reduce men's suicide and give men the resources they need to improve their mental well-being. And this month, they're going to be at the Mad Apple Burger and Billiard Company on March 18th at 5:30 p.m., where you can play some pool, listen to their special guest speaker, and discuss communication and relationships. It's a free event with free tacos. So don't dawdle, head to WGBW.FM and click events to learn more.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
There we go.
Kevin. Scared the crap out of me walking through the door.
I thought Grace came back to, you know, yeah. Zach Revenge or something.
Yes. Wow. Have a seat there, Kevin. Have a seat. Come on, have a seat. All right. We got time now for another round of
Let's do another round.
Mino's Money.
Yes, sir. Okay. For your birthday.
Who do you got?
You're going to be playing with Todd.
Todd.
Yes.
Happy birthday, my friend.
Oh, look at these cupcakes. Thank you, Kevin. You're awesome. Playing for Todd.
All right, Todd.
Mike, do you know Mike? Mike Stepak, Kevin.
No, I don't, but nice to meet
Kevin,
you,
Kevin, my pleasure. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy
and Mino's
St. Patrick's
birthday.
Day to you.
He worked with Troy Aikman and Joe Buck for 20 years.
Oh, okay.
30 years?
20-ish.
Yeah. Here we go. Todd, we're playing for Todd.
We're playing for Todd of DePere.
Here we go, Todd from DePere.
This is a current NFL quarterback.
Okay.
Okay. He began his career in 2019 with Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
His name is Gardner Minshew.
I love him. If I was an NFL quarterback, I'd be like Gardner Minshew.
He fills the void.
Long
really
hair,
well.
Mustache.
Yeah. Good guy.
Washington State.
Nope.
Oh!
Yes! East Carolina.
Do you want him to do some checking on
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do some checking.
Yeah.
We'll double check.
I just got to pull up these quarterbacks one at a time. And I'm going to have to verify.
Are you dipping into the Jameson early?
Me?
Hi, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Kevin.
That's the days back. You go to the old Blarney Stone before 6 o'clock.
The Blarney Stone. Absolutely.
Do I remember it?
Did you DJ there?
Yes,
that was your place.
For many, many years, yes.
He was the DJ.
On St. Patrick's
He couldn't
Day.
Get in the door at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. because you got to get up at 4:30 to get a free T-shirt.
That's
right.
Because
what other reason would you get up for?
How you doing? What's on your agenda today? Surprised you're not leading a parade someplace.
Actually, we usually do the Green Bay Parade, but they're not having it today because they're
Why?
Well, they contacted me and said because they're so busy working with getting the draft stuff.
But they don't have time to do that. So right now, our big thing, John, is we're going to be teaming up with the Lakeshore Big Band at the Capital Civic Center on Friday, March 28th, Talk of the Town with the Lakeshore Big Band.
In Manitowoc.
In Manitowoc.
That's awesome.
Bourbon Street comes to Manitowoc for a night.
That sounds fantastic.
We're going to do the second line parade through it. It's going to be a blast.
Nice. It's going to be some of that music that Jim and I came and watched you play.
You got it. Yeah, that same group.
That was great.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Paul Zuckerman, the piano player, he conducts Lakeshore, so we're combining with them. Well, was John right?
No. Well, hang on.
Mm-hmm. What did your information say, Mike?
It says East Carolina University.
I'm kind of surprised by this.
No, he's huh? wrong.
He's wrong. Well, again, he went to many universities.
Yes, he did.
But he finished.
But Minshew used his final year of eligibility with the Washington State Cougars. That's it. What does it say here, Kevin?
It says four schools.
You're correct, John.
Northwest Mississippi, Washington State, Troy University, and finally, East Carolina.
No, his last one was at Washington State. He used his final year of eligibility with Washington State Cougars, setting the past Pac-12 conference season.
I'm really tired of this. I'm really tired.
Here's what I'm going to do, because I'm the judge.
Yes.
Todd's going to walk away with a $25 gift card.
There you go.
You've got a special guest on the phone
this morning, Todd.
Remember our friend Tavia from Old Station 31?
Of course.
Yeah, in Dale. She is on the line. She wants something to say to you. So go ahead, Tavia.
Hi, Tavia.
Hey, good morning, Mino. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I'm calling in to wish you a happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
that. Does he look a day over 45?
Not even.
Tavia, how hot did I look in that fireman's hat the other night?
Well, let's not get a little crazy, my
okay.
friend.
Okay, all right.
Was there a veil on it?
Wow.
No. Hey, it's St. Patty's Day, so I'm sure you're going to have a great day on top of your birthday. But you have an awesome day. Happy birthday, my friend, and go enjoy the moment.
Hey, thank you so much. I can't wait to visit your place in Dale. Give yourself a quick plug.
Yeah, come see us at Old Station 31 Spirits on Highway 96 in Dale. Handcrafted distillery. We're open Friday and Saturday from 5 to 9, and we will have plenty of St. Patty's Day cocktails.
Outstanding. Love you it. Guys are the best. Thank you so much for being on our show last week.
Yeah, thank you for the invite. I really appreciate your support. You guys rock.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Say hi to Hank for us, too, okay?
Absolutely.
I will. Thank
all right.
You.
Thanks,
Tavia. You know, unfortunately, I've never been to their location in Dale. I have gone to their sister place in Chip.
Oh, God.
Are we? Sorry. Just show that. I apologize
to everyone.
Did the crews leave yet?
So Todd and DePere also had his own quarterback challenge. Okay. You want to do another one?
Go ahead.
Todd, you've already won, but he said Bob Waters.
Bob Waters? Who's ever heard of Bob Waters from Presbyterian?
I don't know.
He married well.
Bob Waters.
Keep going.
Yeah. He's got a
fight for the Rams, didn't he?
No, Waterfield. Oh, yeah. He married Grace. No, Jane Russell.
Yeah.
Jane Russell.
Yes.
Yes. So does Todd have it there?
He did not say.
Okay. He did not say. Well, that's.
Todd, you got to have the answer, Todd. Todd, we're giving you the answer.
Bob Waters.
Bob Waters, Presbyterian. So what else is going on, Kevin?
Hey, we just got back from Florida. We did a 10 concert tour down there, John. The weather was 85 degrees and beautiful every day.
Nice.
We did Ybor City's Gasparilla Big Pirate Parade.
Okay.
It's like 200,000-300,000 people all in pirate theme. One of the largest night parades in the country, just totally out of control. And if you've ever been in Ybor City, it's just
I have not.
It's almost like Bourbon Street, but they're known for their, back in the day, they made cigars.
Is this in Miami?
This is down by Tampa.
Okay.
And so the streets are just packed, and they got the balconies. They're throwing the beads. It's just out of control.
I've never heard of this.
Come on.
Ybor City?
No. Oh,
that's fantastic. Oh, yeah. Green Iguana? Is that still there?
It could be.
Yeah, that's a big spot.
The Green Iguana?
Green Iguana in Ybor City. There are also other places, Green Iguana, but yeah. Ybor City, it's just literally a suburb.
So when you'd go on, like, let's say you guys were doing a game in Tampa.
Yeah.
Would you guys go exploring?
Friday night's huge.
Friday night?
Big night.
Really?
Big night. Not nearly as big as it used to be, but when I was a younger man, it was a Friday night dinner, and then we'll see you Saturday morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about as far as with Troy and did they do stuff like that?
On occasion.
Okay.
On occasion.
Could they, though, without people giving them a hard time?
No. No,
really?
No, and that was part of the problem. But if they were so inclined, if we were having a good dinner and we're laughing and having fun, we would try to go out someplace. But usually it would be the hotel bar.
Oh, really?
But occasionally we get them out. Sometimes Troy would just give us his credit card and we'd go out.
Can I borrow
yours? Honest to God.
Can I borrow yours?
Be back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You know, for most people, retirement brings about a celebration. But if you're a farmer, that's not always the case. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. You know, that normal celebration doesn't necessarily occur if you're a farmer retiring. A couple different reasons. The main one being, if I'm not a farmer, then who am I? Wesley Tucker is a University of Missouri Extension Farm Transition Specialist who was in Wisconsin last week during the Professional Dairy Producers Conference. He works with farmers to help them maintain their identity after retirement.
It is very difficult for a farmer to what we consider retire because they lose their identity with that. And so it's very, very common for farmers to hold on to very strongly the control of the operation as well as the ownership of the operation until they die, because they want to farm until they die, essentially. My education, I work a lot on helping them understand that they are still a farmer. They are still vitally important. They're actually probably more important in the role of a coach or a mentor to the next generation than they are whenever they are calling all the shots.
That's Wesley Tucker. He's a University of Missouri Extension Specialist. He said trying to prepare yourself mentally for the transition that's going to happen when you retire from farming is critically important, not only for the farmer's mental health, but for the success of farm succession planning as well.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And the Save Our Songbird organization in Wisconsin, hoping you'll pitch in and help to do what you can and keep birds from colliding with windows. A study out last year showed that in the United States, about 3.5 billion birds were killed by striking windows in that year alone. You can find out more details on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 52 for a high this afternoon. A little breezy with wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 57 with some rain possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a person with MS and autism and is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid will join us. Going to be a very interesting conversation. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In April, hundreds of thousands of visitors will descend upon Green Bay, specifically in the Lambeau Field and Titletown areas, as the NFL Draft 2025 happens. Lots of people mean connectivity for internet and cell could slow down. Therefore, several cell companies have been making adjustments and adding extra equipment. Some of the equipment is permanent. Other adjustments are temporary, such as a cow, which means cell on wheels, to handle additional users. Two separate but connected protests occurred Friday afternoon in Oshkosh. One was close to a banquet hall where Republican leaders were meeting for a Lincoln Day dinner. The other was a few miles away at a busy shopping center. Both protests featured people passionately and legally expressing their dissatisfaction with changes made in the first months of Donald Trump's administration. Michelle Miller was one of the protesters.
I'm out here for so many reasons, though. I mean, I'm out here because my husband gets Social Security, and I have friends who are on and need disability, and I stand with Ukraine.
Indivisible Winnebago and Peaceful Patriots organized the protests. Officers from Waupaca County are part of a winning SWAT team. Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Association of SWAT Personnel names the 2025 SWAT Team of the Year. It was awarded to tactical teams from the Portage, Marathon, and Waupaca County Sheriff's Offices and the Stevens Point and Plover Police Departments. They received this award for their response to an armed and barricaded subject in the village of Amherst in July of 2024. A traffic stop attempt turned into a chase that later ended in a 26-hour standoff in Amherst. The subject refused to surrender and fired at law enforcement. The standoff ended when the subject was found in the attic, deceased.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor on vacation, being somewhat capable replacement.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Barely.
Come up with your own word. Kevin Van Ness in the house. Thank you for being here, my friend.
Good.
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Appreciate it, my friend.
Appreciate everything you do and the great cupcakes. Do we have our special guest?
We do.
Yep. All right. Let's go to, I believe, Birmingham, Alabama.
No. Remember, he's out on the East Coast. Yeah.
Good. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Dean Bruce, welcome to Mino and the Mayor Show in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hello. Happy to be here. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm out in Philly, not in Birmingham. I mean, Lindy's out there, but, you know, I don't talk much to him. I'm focused on the tape. I'm focused on watching all the players.
And I didn't mean to, when I said good, it's not him. It's just that we would only get about three sentences out because I'd never talked to somebody with such a thick Southern accent. And
well, that's NASCAR country.
Yeah. Was born in North Carolina, I know Southern accents like the best of them.
But that's your boss, so we'll be nice to him. But Lindy Sports, we've got a great, great magazine and bookstore here in the area in De Pere. Used to be in Green Bay, now it's in De Pere, Wisconsin. And Boss's News is the name of it. And they carry, Lisa called me right away. She said, John, we're so excited. The Lindy Sports 2025 draft guide is now ready. It's flying off the shelves.
It's a fantastic Bible for anybody who's a draft geek, or if you just want to, you know, bone up on some of these players that are going to be drafted right here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, in a little bit over a month. Kind of exciting for us here, Dean. And what do you see just in general with the draft?
I mean, it's a great class. This is one of the deepest classes that we've had in recent memory, partially because of some really like granular stuff like COVID rules and stuff like that, where a lot of these older guys are finally out of their eligibility and they're maxing out their talent and they're maxing out their draft potential. But also just because a lot of great positions, a lot of flashy positions have a really deep class this year. This running back class, I'll say it, is maybe the deepest I've ever seen. I mean, it rivals the 2017 class, like with McCaffrey and all that, with like just the depth and sheer amount of great players. I mean, it's headlined by Ashton Giante. It's got Omarion Hampton. There's just a million guys who are probably going to be starters. Like, I think we came away with like 23 drafted grades, and that's including guys that started that's not including guys that started popping off at their pro days. So we're going to wind up with easily a class of like 25 to 30 running backs that are going to be like making waves in the league almost immediately. It's a great year if you're a draft fan. Just so many college football stars are getting ready to, you know, take their talents to the next level.
You know, it's kind of funny though. It seems like, you know, for a few years, and my sidekick here today, by the way, Mike Steve Pack, works for Fox Sports. He was Troy Aikman and Joe Buck's right-hand man for about 25 years. But over the years, it seems like the running back position kind of was this wasn't what it was. And then you have like a Saquon Barkley, and it's like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe running backs are important again. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, the importance now of a good back has never been more so, I think, in this era of football. So to have a strong class upcoming, you said, that bodes well for football everywhere.
Well, Dean, you picked the guy from Boise State as the second player taken in the draft, right? I mean, that's your projection?
I would say he's not going to be the second player in the class, taken. I think it's just too like much of a issue with the NFL not valuing these running backs yet. But okay, he's my second player, like second best player in the class. I mean, just he'll probably go top 10, which is, you know, rare for a running back. I don't think we've seen that very often this decade. I think he might be one of the first guys taken in the top 10 at that position in a long time. But, you know, it speaks to the quality of the class that a guy like Ashton Giante is number two. That's like a generational college running back. He would have won the Heisman if not for Travis Hunter, who I have just below him, or even Abdul Carter, who's shaping up to be maybe the next Micah Parsons out of Penn State. I mean, it's just a great year for top-end guys. There feels like there's a great player at every position, except maybe inside linebacker. And even then, Jihad Campbell popped off for me on tape. And I think you know, it's going to be hard to leave the first round without a blue-chip guy at one of these positions.
What about a quarterback-wise? Is Sanders you don't have him as high as some of the other ones.
No, I'm not really into Shador. I mean, he's still like a late first round talent for me. But I think Cameron Ward is just leagues better than him. His poise. Ward stands in the pocket like no one else, and he still has that running ability. But I mean, Shador can move a little bit. He's better in the pocket than he is as a straight up scrambler. Cameron Ward matches his pocket presence, has a little bit of a better arm, is a little bit like less accurate, but it's not so much of a difference that I'm worried about it. I think Ward has a higher upside than Sanders, and that's not to say that there aren't a couple good other quarterbacks in this class. I mean, Jalen Milroe out of Alabama, I mean, shout out Birmingham, shout out Tuscaloosa, but, you know, he's not the passer that everyone wants to see, but he's an incredible athlete with an incredible live arm. So, I mean, you're going to find other quarterbacks who may have starting potential. I'm thinking Jalen Milroe. I'm thinking Jackson Dart out of Ole Miss. I'm thinking even Will Howard, who I didn't have in my top 100, but he fell just outside of it. I mean, it's a really good year to be a team looking for a quarterback. If you're picking in the top five, I'd say it's a little less good. But if you're looking for a guy who can maybe transition one of your older guys, I'm seeing a lot of teams want to start Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson this year. And that's a player you want to have a young guy behind. So I think some of those teams are going to be picking like Jackson Dart. I mean, we'll see where Aaron Rodgers goes. Now, I mean, he's not going to be in Green Bay anymore, that's for sure, with Jordan Love. But if you're picking up Aaron Rodgers, you want to pick up a second to third round guy behind him. I think there's good quarterback depth. And I think the top end talent with Cameron Ward, really good. Shador, I'm a little less high on, but his accuracy is unmatched. And, of course, he's got Deion's genes, so, you know, he's a football player.
But I think it's just a matter of time. I think we'll see how these guys develop. I think we've got some good, solid starters coming out of this class.
Can't ignore a Rogers question. Pittsburgh, Minnesota, retired.
Giants.
Somewhere else. What do you think?
Ooh, I'm thinking he goes to the Steelers. I think he's sort of looking for a bounce back year after the Jets, where he was fine, but he wasn't the Rodgers that you guys know and love. He was more of a, like, you know, low end starter, and he tore that Achilles that first year. It just wasn't a good year for him. Like, he hasn't had a good tenure there. Steelers getting him with Mike Tomlin, who's known to make those QBs work, and, like, you know, Tomlin hasn't had a good quarterback in, like, a couple of seasons. I mean, he had Russell Wilson, but he had, like, the worst Russell Wilson we've seen in a while. And Justin Fields, who's cool, but nothing crazy. I think pairing Tomlin with Rodgers is probably the best move for Rodgers personally, and I think that's where he should want to go. Plus, they've got a good, with DK on the team, with George Pickens on the team, they've got a good enough receiving core that I think Rodgers isn't going to have to, like, you know, be his MVP talent self like he was when he was, like, 30. He's, like, pushing 40 now. He's a little over. Like, I think he needs some talent around him that'll push that team. And I think the Steelers bring a lot of great offensive linemen, for one thing, that'll protect Aaron because he's not as mobile as he used to be. And I think he also brings a good receiving core onto the team. And Tomlin's just one of the best coaches in college, I mean, in the NFL. So, you know, I think that's a good pairing. I think they would work well together.
In the history of football, has ever been a phrase used, a bounce back year for a player over 40 years old? Bounce back here for a 40-year-old player. I don't know.
I'm going to be honest with you. The number one thing I see in Aaron, and you mentioned the offensive line for the Steelers. The number one thing Aaron Rodgers needs more than anything in the world is time. And I hate to keep making the Brett Favre references, but Brett Favre, his first year in Minnesota, was better than he had played since about 97.
Right.
It was incredible. He was serious again. He just didn't throw those interceptions, those stupid passes, you know, that just trying to make a play. That, you know, he played so well that year, was incredible. Then that next year, Father Time jumped on his back.
Right.
And I remember that game against the Bears, and what he lost, he still could throw it 75 yards, but you know what? He couldn't do that little spin move to get away from the rush anymore. And when that goes, then you're in trouble. And I feel like Rodgers is at that same area. What do you think, Dean?
Yeah, I mean, he's been pretty clearly on the downswing this past couple of years, but also the Jets were kind of a dysfunctional organization. Robert Saleh, I think, it was an underrated coach, but he couldn't get a handle on Rodgers, like, from an offensive perspective. He couldn't get a handle on Rodgers personally. They were butting heads the whole time. I think it's likely Rodgers is going to be taking a step back, just sort of in general. He doesn't have the mobility he used to, and he needs that time. And, I mean, the Steelers' offensive line would be nice to him. The Giants' offensive line, do not put him there. That would be ropes for him. But, you know, if he doesn't have time, I agree. I think he's going to have sort of that far trajectory where he takes a little bit of a hit. But I don't think that means he's not potentially a starter that can take the Steelers above that 9-8 floor that they've been sitting at. He can win them a couple playoff games. I mean, he's shown it before. Rodgers is someone who can clutch up. But, you know, at the end of the day, the Steelers kind of need a stopgap and just need to, you know, get consistent, get right again, let Mike Tomlin get a little more confidence back as they go on a playoff run. So I think Rodgers could do it for him. If there's anywhere he goes, I think it should be there. Otherwise, maybe he just decides it's time to hang up the helmet and go out, you know, with his legacy.
We're talking with Dean Bryce, or Bruce, excuse me, Lindy Sports. Lindy's 2025 draft guide. It is at Bosses in downtown DePere right now. It is phenomenal. You want to have that with you as we get closer to the draft coming up here in Green Bay. Dean, you a little surprised we got the draft in Green Bay?
I mean, no, not really. You guys are a great football city. I mean, I live in one of the best football cities in the country, Philadelphia, right now. And I would say Green Bay's fans maybe rival us. I mean, there's Bills Mafia, but, like, I would say the Cheeseheads are up there. I think it's great that you guys got the draft. I mean, I would love it to be in Philadelphia again, for sure, just as a draft fan. But, you know, if there's a team, a city that has been, you know, sort of kind to their football players and has the legacy of great football in their bones, like, Green Bay's up there. I think it was high time you guys got the draft. I think you guys will treat it well.
Are you coming?
Oh, God, no. I just started a new job. I wish I could. I might be in Pittsburgh next year, though. I'll say that.
Hey, Dean Bruce, Lindy Sports, Lindy's 2025 draft guide. Folks, you got to pick it up at Bosses. If you want to follow the upcoming draft, you're only a little over a month to go. Dean, great job with that magazine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Have a great rest of the show.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. We're going to be back right after this.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
This National Ag Week, we salute the men and women of agriculture. Quality Roasting would like to thank everyone involved in farming for their hard work and dedication helping to feed America. With flexible feeding options, Quality Roasting is here to help you explore how high oleic soybeans can fit into your farm strategy and make an impact. Quality Roasting, a local soybean processor since 1991. Call today, 920-775-9279, to sell your soybeans.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. VoteBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Happy St. Patty's Day to you, Mike, Steve, Pat. Capably, that's the word I was looking for. Capably,
the capable, like capable. He said,
the second
rung of wrestlers.
Yes,
when they play the stars, they're very capable. Kenny J.
Kenny J. Well, we're joined by a very special guest here, a very special friend. If you'd step up to the microphone, there, Sam. Sam Venisi. You know the name Venisi, of course, legendary in both Chicago and Green Bay. Football lore with your, was that your nephew was with the Bears?
Oh, that was my younger brother.
Oh, that was your brother. I always thought that was your nephew.
Yeah, that was young Yuri. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And of course, your brother, Jack Venisi, so instrumental. Is it 13 NFL Hall of Famers that he drafted?
13.
Mike.
Wow.
13.
That's a big number.
13.
That's what about?
Who else has done that in 10 years?
A 20th of the Hall, right?
That's mind-boggling. 13 NFL Hall of Famers, your brother scouted and drafted.
Counting Lombardi, if you want, because he brought Lombardi here.
Right. Well, if you want to get technical about it.
But it's pretty amazing, and we're trying to raise awareness during the draft especially. We're doing a little public forum, having people pretty much give testimonials on why Jack Venisi deserves to be in the National Football League Hall of Fame, correct?
Absolutely. When you look back at everything that he's done, and especially when he arrived here in the 50s and through the 50s, the Packers were in trouble.
Big time.
Everybody, not everybody wanted him, but a lot of teams didn't want to play here. They wanted to play in Milwaukee. And so it was tough times, and really, I credit Jack as saving the franchise. I really do. Bringing Lombardi here at the time when things were really bad, when they really needed a disciplinarian. and Jack knew Vince, and he fought like the devil to get him here, even though everybody else wanted Forrest Evashevsky, and thank God Forrest turned him down. And Jack used his best friends, George Ellis, Paul Brown, Commissioner Bell, to talk to Olenichuk, and they finally convinced him to at least bring him over and let him meet the board of directors. And once they met him, that was it. But when he was here, he would deal with nobody but Jack. Jack was the he told the board, you got the contract, give it to Jack. I'll sign it in front of Jack.
Wow. You know, it's one of those things, too, when you talk about Packer history. I don't know if people realize it was the bottom rung of the entire NFL. Where they have 1-10 the year before?
Right, with Scooter.
Yeah, Scooter McClain. I mean, it wouldn't be far-fetched for that franchise to have moved to Milwaukee.
Yep.
Truthfully.
Yeah, they were. No, Jack said they were talking all the time about moving it.
Yeah.
And he was very concerned.
And, you know, another thing, too, I remember Gary Knafel and some of those guys, they said they were shocked when they came to Green Bay how bad, even the equipment was. Like, they got one pair of cleats for practice, and you wear those for the games. Yeah. It's like college facilities were a lot better than what they had here in Green Bay at the time.
Yep.
And that's what they had to compete against.
Well, they that was one of the things they had to compete against. But it was just... The morale had really gone down as far as, that you need with a winning team, and they just did not have it. And it took somebody like Lombardi to shake them up and bring them here. They were just, after Blackburn, and I thought Jack was very fond of Blackburn. He got along very well with him, but unfortunately it didn't work out. And then when Scooter was here, who Jack knew from
Well, he played for the Bears.
Well, Jack, yeah, he played for the Bears, and Jack knew all the Bear players because they all came to, not all of them, but a number of them came to the house for the Italian dinner that my mother put on every year, or for Thanksgiving. She'd always have four or five Bears come over. So Jack knew all these guys, and he certainly knew the players that first came here with Renzani. It was Joe Stiedehar and Scooter McLean. They all came, and Jack. They brought them all from Chicago, really, when they started here with Ronzini.
Jerry, do you think your brother's problem, so to speak, if we're talking about his gaining acceptance and enshrinement, do you think that the 1940s and 50s were kind of a black hole in the history of the NFL? The war years, people that were lost, and kind of just the play overall. Now, the greatest game of all time.
Plus, they stirred up that new league.
Exactly.
That American Conference.
Right. But, in 57, the greatest game of all time. But the 40s and 50s is kind of like an unknown era. There weren't a lot of superstars. There certainly were huge players. And Jim Brown, of course, was the highlight of that. But you think that that's an issue that your brother's facing because of that era is just not as well known?
It's very possible.
It wasn't the major sport that it was. Baseball was like 10 times more popular than NFL, right? And college football, wasn't it pretty much baseball, college football, and then the NFL?
Well, I think so. Of course, being from Chicago, I was a big Bear fan, and knowing all the Bears, it didn't dawn on me that football wasn't a big thing at that time.
Because you were involved so closely involved with it.
Right. I, interestingly... The Bears used to come to the house when Jack was like in eighth grade, and we'd have Gene would be there, but we'd have Bronco Nagurski, Bulldog Turner, Joe Stiedehar, Danny Fortman, George Musso. George Musso gave Jack a complete Bear uniform when Jack played in eighth grade, and so we were just really Bears, and I didn't really look much at that the league wasn't there. And then Danny Fortman gave me a football from the 1941 team, football signed by most of the players on that when I was just a young kid.
That's outstanding. Hey, we got to go. We got another kid. But I'm going to be talking more about the project we're going to be working on that the fans can come out and learn more about your brother at Heritage Hill.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jack Vanese, very, very special story. We'll be back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk aliens with paranormal investigator Todd Michaels, and Flicks Brewhouse brewmaster Dave Hansen joins the show to talk about the new Nightlight beer. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Ready for the ultimate getaway? Picture this, a cozy cabin in Wisconsin's Northwoods, surrounded by nature's beauty, crystal clear lakes, and endless adventure. Be it fishing, boating, snowmobiling, or just kicking back by a campfire under the stars. This is relaxation like never before. Cook your own meals, enjoy private docks, and even bring your furry friends along for the ride. It's a perfect spot for family fun, a romantic retreat, and more. What kind of trip are you planning? Book your Northwoods vacation rental at SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big storm that spread across the southeast over the weekend left at least 40 people dead as a result of tornadoes, high winds, and the threat of wildfires. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what happened.
Once the smoke had cleared in Stillwater, Oklahoma, population 50,000, 74 homes had been destroyed.
Been the biggest challenge of my life.
Terry Estery's been a Stillwater firefighter for 27 years. Now, as chief, he has seen his neighbors suffer.
They've lost everything. I mean, they don't have clothes hangers, and they don't have clothes to put on those hangers, even if they did.
Dry conditions and high winds mean the fire threat is far from over. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
That storm moving toward the coast today. High wind warnings are up from Florida through New Jersey. Fire threat continues today, as Jim said, from Texas up through the Dakota.